Prayer is the privilege of every child of God, and it's a wonderful privilege that we have to go into the presence of the eternal Creator God, to communicate with Him, to share with Him, and to seek His guidance, His leadership, His help in many areas of our lives. As a child of God, having been born into the family of God, we can call the eternal God our Father, which art in heaven. And we can worship the Lord. We can hallow His name. And then we can begin to obey the model that the Lord gave us concerning prayer in the book of Matthew and in the book of Luke. And today we want to sing a song regarding prayer, and then I want to share a testimony with you of a missionary in a foreign country and how the Lord answered prayer in his behalf. And I think that it'll be an encouragement to you as we think about this privilege that every child of God has, and how needful it is that every day we go to the Lord in prayer, seeking His face, communicating with Him, and fellowshipping with Him through this wonderful privilege that's ours to go right into the presence of the eternal God and to seek His counsel, His help, and His guidance and leadership.
Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls me from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne. May call my wants
our friends, sweet hour.
we're making this recording, it's in my radio room, but also in my prayer room. It's the room that I get into every morning at the beginning of the day to spend some time alone with the Lord. And it's some of the best and blessed times that I enjoy in His presence each morning. And if for some reason I miss my prayer time, it seems to me like everything else doesn't work right because I fail to have my time with the Lord. It's so essential and so important, and prayer can move Almighty God in man's behalf. I remember a true account of a missionary a number of years ago that was in a foreign country, and he had been warned about a particular area not to ever go through it because it was infested with bandits, many people that had gone into that particular area of hill country had never come out again. And so he always had to take a long route to go around that country to go to a preaching station and a ministry that he had on the other side of that area. However, one day he received an urgent message that he had to get home immediately. And the quickest way to get home was to go right straight across that hill country that he had been warned never to travel through. It was an emergency. He had to get there the quickest way possible. And so he prayed and he said, "Lord, I don't have a gun. I don't have any way of protecting myself, but I'm going to trust You to look after me and to protect me as I go through this bandit-infested area." He said he started out, and in the afternoon he began to feel like he was being followed. He said he kept looking around, never saw anyone, and that night when he made camp, he said that he had a very sense of fear that danger was around him. And so he said he knelt and he said, "Lord, I'm Yours. I'm trusting You to look after me. I'm trusting You to take care of me. I don't have any way of defending myself except to look to You to be my protector and my shield." And so he went to bed, got a good night's rest, awakened the next morning refreshed, and continued safely across to his home where he had to go to help solve the problem that had arisen. A couple of weeks later, he was called into the room in the hospital of a notorious bandit that was extremely ill. Upon entering the room, the bandit said, "Oh, I know who you are." "No," said the missionary, "we've never met." "No, that's right," said the bandit. "You wouldn't know me." But he said, "You remember a couple of weeks ago when you were traveling across the Badlands?" "Oh, yeah," said the missionary, "I well remember that." "Well," said the bandit, "my band of men and I were following you and said we would have killed you and taken everything you had if it hadn't have been for those 12 soldiers that were with you." "What?" said the missionary. "There wasn't anybody with me. I wish there had a been." And at that, the bandit became infuriated, and he said, "Man, don't try to fool me." He said, "Believe me, you'd be a dead man today if it weren't for those 12 soldiers that stood guard around you all night, protecting you and that traveled with you." He said, "You'd be a dead man if it weren't for those 12 soldiers." Well, the missionary said he didn't want to get the man upset any more than he already was, so he just let it go and didn't pay any attention to what he was saying and tried to lead him to the Lord. And later he said, as he was back home on furlough, he was in a little country church, and that incident came to mind. And as they were having prayer meeting together, he shared this incident of how that the Lord had protected him by 12 soldiers that had traveled with him. And so he said that when he got through speaking, the pastor called him and said, "Would you go to my office with me, please?" And so they went into the pastor's office, and he pulled out a book in the desk there and opened it up to the date when this missionary had been traveling across the Badlands. And he said, "Let me tell you about that night and what went on here." He said, "Every one of the people that came to church that night had you on their minds, and they were praying for you. And they said, 'We don't know, but said we feel like we need to pray for this brother tonight.'" And he said, "Every one of them said that." And so he said, "We spent that entire prayer meeting praying for you, that God would protect you wherever you were, that He'd take care of you, that He'd shield you about." And he said, "Those different ones, every time during the day, had been praying for you." And he said, "By the way, there were only 12 of us in that prayer meeting." And so, beloved, 12 prayer warriors were represented by 12 soldiers protecting that missionary there in danger, surrounded by bandits who would have killed him had it not been for the protecting hand of God. Beloved, God hears and answers prayer. Prayer is such a wonderful privilege that every child of God has. And yet, how many times we feel like we're too busy to pray, or how many times we neglect going to the Lord to worship Him and to honor Him, or how many times we let other things interfere with our fellowship with the Lord. What a privilege prayer is, beloved. Let me encourage you to get into the habit every day of taking time to worship the Lord in prayer, to pray for the missionaries that you help and assist, because your missionaries desperately need your prayers, and to pray that the Lord would direct your step and use you to be a witness, to be a testimony, to be an example of the believer for Him in the day that is before you. How necessary prayer is, and what a wonderful privilege it is. May the Lord bless you, and we'll have some more songs in our next segment together.